I am Miss Community Clovia. You know if it's happening in the community, I'm there to make you aware. Joining me on the show is Melanie Roussel, National Press Secretary for the Democratic National Committee, known as the DNC. Melanie, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Let's talk about the Betting on America President Barack Obama's tour. This is the last day. What is going to happen today?
The second day of the Betting for America tour. He's heading through northern Ohio and western Pennsylvania to talk to voters in their communities about his commitment to investing in the American worker. Yesterday, you may have seen him speak in Ohio, and he made a big announcement about China's tariff on American cars, which impacts our sales of American cars overseas. And as you know, Ohio is a big auto state, which benefited tremendously from the president's auto loan rescue program. So he's betting on the American worker. He's committed to getting our economy back on track, and he's invested in manufacturing, doubled down on the American worker, saving the auto industry, and he's encouraging companies to bring jobs back to America.
And no more outsourcing. We need jobs, creativity here in America.
Exactly. He's talking about the choice in this election, whether we want to grow our economy from the middle out or the top down, and a lot of that is related to outsourcing. As you know, Clovia, his opponent in this race is running as outsourcer-in-chief. That's his experience, and that's what he thinks is the experience he needs to be president. President Obama believes in betting on the American worker.
And I believe it's nothing wrong with being rich or having lots of money, but you have to reach back to your lower class and your middle class community and bring everybody up. Don't you agree, Melanie?
Absolutely. This president, again, is focused on building the growing the economy from the middle class out. Mitt Romney believes in an economy that's built from the top down. He supports the same policies that crashed our economy and devastated the middle class in the first place. And you look at his record, he always wants to talk about the president's record because he doesn't want to talk about his own. When you look at his record, he did make a fortune, and it's not about the fact that he is wealthy. It is how he made that fortune, by shuttering plants, firing workers, and investing in companies that pioneered the process of shipping good American jobs overseas. When he was governor, he increased debt, he raised taxes and fees on the middle class, and the state sank to 47th out of 50th in job creation. He wants to do that to America. It didn't work in Massachusetts. It's not going to work now.
It all boils down to this election for 2012. Do you want to build America that will last from the middle out, or do you think we will have an America that would last by trying to build it from the top down?
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you look at what the president has done to restore economic security for this middle class, in Virginia, for example, we've saved or created 130 jobs in Virginia since 2009 with the Recovery Act. The state received $6.3 billion in investments to help rebuild infrastructure, roads, housing, etc. Virginia's small businesses have benefited under President Obama thanks to the 18 different tax cuts the president passed for small business owners. He also invested more than $300 million in Virginia's military bases to improve the quality of life for services. This is the type of smart investment this president is talking about, making sure that we are investing in education, infrastructure, innovation. He wants to out-innovate, out-educate, out-build the rest of the world, and the way we are going to do that is to focus on the middle class.
Melanie Roussel is National Press Secretary for the Democratic National Committee, known as the DNC. Election Day is coming up November 6th. Make sure you are registered to vote. Melanie, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, Clovia.